Hilchus Ma'abe Momen Chaveiro Yomoser Halacha Gimel. Hanosin Zal begins Inyan Moser Shehichmiru by Razal Maliv Vehishvudino Ikemumar Lechola Torah. This we're going to deal with the topic of a Jew who Chas V'Shalom turns over another Jew or another Jew's money into non-Jewish hands, and where the Torah compares him to a person who converts out of the religion. Umutar Lohamisoy Biodayim. And it's permissible to kill him, physically kill, murder such a person. This has been explained. However, there's still what to say on this topic. Rav Nosanzal says now, This topic can be explained very well based on chapter 56 in Likud Imran, which is on the topic of Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. That's one of the major topics that it deals with. Is called Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. We'll come to the Sefer Rishon in the first chapter of Likud Imran. The term Hastorah means hidden. A Jew who is not religious, who doesn't observe Shabbos, or doesn't, because they don't know that there is such a thing called Shabbos, it's a level where Hashem is hidden from that person. Then there's another level where the fact that Hashem is hidden from the person, that fact is hidden from him. He thinks he's a perfectly religious person. And yet they're reformed. They've never learned what kosher food is about, and that kind of thing. Rabbi Nezal calls that Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. And Rabbi Nezal explains, a person who's Behastorah, you can help that person. A person who's Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah, it's very, very difficult to help that person, because you tell a person, do you realize that you're missing something? The person says, no, I'm not missing anything at all. I have everything. It's a much more difficult kind of situation. And in the Chumash, it says in one place that Hashem talks about the future before the coming of Moshiach, and it says, Banoichi Hastir Astir Esponai Bayem Ahu. Hashem uses that word twice, implying this second level called Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. The Gemara says that when a religious Jew commits a sin, the first time he does it, it hurts, because he knows he's crossed the line. He knows he's done something wrong. What allowed him to do it? The answer is he fell. He fell in his faith in Hashem. He fell in his desires, whatever it is. So that's the concept of Hastorah. But the Gemara says, Ovar Vishana, when a Jew does a sin several, when a religious Jew goes ahead and does a sin a few times in a row, it stops hurting. It stops feeling uncomfortable anymore. It starts feeling natural. The Gemara says, Nasis Lekeheter, that's this Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. Where before, when he crossed the line, at least he knew he was crossing a line. Now he's crossing a line and he doesn't see the line anymore. He doesn't know that there is a line anymore, that kind of thing. Mevoy Rishon, Rabbi Nezal explains in that chapter, Sheyesh Bechinas Malchus Dikdusha Etzel Kol Echad Vechad Yisrael, that each and every single Jew has a concept of Malchus, authority. Where it's Malchus' authority. He's in charge, let's say a boy who's living in his parents' home. What is he in charge of? He's in charge of his own clothes, his own shoes, keeping it on. In other words, which shirt he wants to put on today or tomorrow, his parents aren't standing over him telling him, we want you to put on this shirt, that kind of thing. So by him, that's his aspect of Malchus. By a parent, it's a higher level Malchus. By a mayor of the city, it's a higher level Malchus. Rabbi Nezal explains over there that Malchus is associated with death. Authority, rulership, kingdom is close to death. We find those are the guys that usually get assassinated or almost assassinated, as we just heard in yesterday's news and everything. And the Gemara says this goes back to the time of Yosef HaTzadik, that there were 12 brothers. One of them, the one that died first, was the king, the leader, Yosef HaTzadik. Because he was in a leadership position, the Gemara says, Harabonos mikaberes es baleho. So therefore, Rabbi Nezal advises in that chapter in the Likud Imran that any Jew who has Malchus better be aware that he has to be pumping life into that Malchus. Because Malchus by itself is close to death. How does a person pump life into something? Through the study of Torah. The Torah is called Chaim. Ki hu chayecho v'orech yomecho. Eitz chayim hi lamachzikim bo. So any person who has any level of malchus has to be involved in the study of Torah. Because by a person studying Torah and saying the words, not just reading it with his eyes, but he must say the words, when a person reads the words of Torah, he's calling Hashem. And it's like when I want something from you, I have to call out your name. If there's 10 people in a room and I want something from one of them, I have to precede my statement by saying, Ezra, can I have this and this? If I don't say the name, then nobody knows who I mean and I have no access to the item. So too, Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Kudimran, Hashem is called the Chai HaChaim. Hashem is the source of life. If you want to draw life from Hashem, you have to call Hashem by His name. The way you call Hashem by His name is reading the words of Torah with your mouth. When you say each word of Torah is a name of Hashem. And when you say it, it's like you're calling Hashem and you're gaining access to life from Hashem, to drawing life from Hashem into your malchus. Lahamshich mimenu chiyus b'mida l'toy b'chinas ha-malchus. To draw life from Hashem in measured quantities in order to sustain your kingdom, your authority. V'yidei zeh yecholon lo hichiyach es kol echod afilu horechoyke mimenu. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there that the main purpose that a Jew is given authority for is to reprimand others, to teach others how to go in the way of Hashem. If a person is a parent, and we know that the Torah gives authority to parents, it says, Kabe de sovich v'simecho, or it says, Es Hashem lekecha tira, Rabbi Nizal over there makes a joke. Imagine the silly parent who's going to use that authority to say, bring me my slippers, bring me this, give me that, that kind of... He's taking his malchus and he's turning it into a slave. He's making his malchus into a servant. And Rabbi Nizal brings psukim to show that there is such a concept. Whereas a person who uses his authority purely for Hashem, he uses the authority that he has over his children or over his neighbors, this, that, to teach them and to even impose upon them to go in the ways of Hashem, that's called using the malchus correctly. Rabbi Nizal there goes on to connect this issue of Malchus and Chiyus with the issue of Hastora Shebetoy Hastora. Now, Rabbi Nizal also says over there, U'kineged Malchus Digdusho, Hu Malchus Horesho, Shehu Malchus Haman Amalek, Shehu Mis'ave Le'esoyfoin. Rabbi Nizal over there says there is a kingdom of Kedusha, which is when the kingdom and authority is being used for mitzvahs, for Hashem, etc. There's a kingdom of Tuma, of Klipa, of Rishus, where the nature of that kingdom is, all it's looking to do is gather wealth. Now, somebody mentioned recently that they saw in a sefer that the Kaviyochel, Hashem says, by Hashem there are 10 attributes of Hashem. 9 of them are Chochmah or Keser up until Yesoid. Then number 10 is Malchus. We're taught that Malchus is nothing on its own. Malchus is a keli into which the other 9 are feeding into. The other 9 channel their light and their good and everything into the Malchus, and the Malchus simply receives from them. What does it receive? It receives chesed, gvura, chochma, all of those things. The Malchus is a keli, just like in the example of a husband and wife. The wife is called the Malchus because she's on the receiving end. She is the one that needs to be supported, taken care of, provided for. That's the basic picture that's drawn in the Torah. So she is the Malchus, she's on the receiving end. Rabbi Nizal says that the Malchus HaRishur, what it's looking to do is just gather wealth, gather money. And again, not for any good purpose. To use it, you know, just for purposes that are not for the sake of Hashem. Ki Malchus Digdusha Oisek Bechokhmo Vidas Laham Shechtoira. The Malchus of Kedusha, a king. Rabbi Nizal shows over there in the Kudimran that we find that a king has a double obligation of studying Torah of a regular Jew. A regular Jew, every single Jew has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah for himself. The king, the Torah says, has a mitzvah to write two Sifrei Torah. One, which he keeps in his palace, and a second one, which he takes with him whenever he leaves the palace, etc. And Rabbi Nisal explains over there, you know why? Because he's king, he's the one who's closer to death. He has a double obligation to be pumping life into himself. Life is coming from the Torah. And it says over there, it says in the Chumash, he should write for himself a Sefer Torah, the Koraboy Kol Yemei Chayov, and he will read from it throughout his entire life. That's one translation. That's one translation of those words. Another translation is, Likro means to call. The Koraboy, through the Torah, he will call out for Kol Yemei Chayov, for all the days of his life. Because the act of reading from the Sefer Torah is an act of saying, Hashem, give me life. It's synonymous. Because the Torah is the names of Hashem. Hashem is called Chai HaChayim. When you want to draw chiyus from Hashem, the way you do it is by saying words of Torah. That's like saying, like if I want to borrow your pen, I say, Chaim, give me your pen. Hashem, who is the source of life, I have to say, Hashem, give me life. The way you say, Hashem, give me life, is by saying, Bereshis Bara Lekim Es HaShemayim, is by saying words of Torah, you're calling out to Hashem, you're proclaiming Hashem's name, and you're accessing Hashem to draw from Hashem what He has available. U'malchus HaRishah Roitzeh Rak Le'esokoyim. The Malchus HaRishah wants to simply gather wealth. Ki kol hanitzutzos hakdoshim heim b'soich ha'momoyim. Because all kinds of sparks of Kedusha are found in money. Sheshom klulim kol ha'gavnen eloyim. All the heavenly lights are found in money. We touched on this before. All the heavenly colors and lights are summarized by the basic three, which are gold, silver, and copper. Sheheim hamomoin, which are the type of metals that are used in money, in coinage. The Alkain, Malchus Orisho, Misave Lesoifoin. This is why the Malchus of evil is looking to gather money. Because they know that by gathering money, they're grabbing hold of all kinds of sparks of Kedusha that are found in money and taking it to themselves. And they can use that to live off. In other words, lahavdil, like you have parasites or other things. You have certain animals or insects or things which can't live themselves. They have to attach themselves to something else and draw the life out of that thing, and that's how they sustain themselves. So too, it taught that the tumah, the klipos, the sitrachra, they need to live off the kedusha. Tumah on its own can't exist. It's got to live off the kedusha. So they have to try to grab hold of a type of kedusha that's weak enough for them to grab hold of it, take possession of it, and suck out from it life, which they're going to use for themselves. So Rabbi Nisal there explains that that's one of the reasons why the Malchus of the Goyim is looking to acquire wealth, because they sense that in the money is found this light. However, Hashem gives the ability to the Malchus of Kedusha to get the Malchus, the Sitrachra, to vomit up all the wealth it's acquired, all of those sparks of Kedusha that they've swallowed up. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Chel Bola, they have swallowed up a whole army, Vayikienu, but then they were forced to give it out, to throw it up. Ki Malchus Digdusha, Moitzi Mimenu Kol Hanitzutzoi Sagdashim Shebola, Alidea Mamoin, Voisa Mize, Toiro Gavoya, Bechinas Eishes Highline Shon. Because Rabbi Nisal shows there how the Malchus of Kedusha has the ability to get the Malchus of the Sitrachra to give back all the money that they've stolen and all those sparks of Kedusha, and then the Malchus of Kedusha has the ability to change that into a very high level of Torah. Rabbi Nisal shows over there that the Torah of Nistor, secrets of Torah, are the result of taking back from the Goyim, from the Tumah, sparks of Kedusha they swallowed. And when that stuff is brought back, it doesn't just reach a regular height of Kedusha, it goes to the top top. Just like Gerim, that we know that from Gerim came forth not ordinary levels of Kedusha. Rabbi Akiva came from Gerim. Dovid HaMelech comes from Gerim. when you're zochet to take away from the goyim the sparks of kedusha that they've swallowed up and bring it back into the kedusha, it comes back on the top floor. This is what Rabbi Nizal discusses over there. Here it's very short. That's a chapter of the Kudaman. It's about 7-8 pages. It's one of the larger ones. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to plug that into our discussion. I'll give you 10 examples. Number one, the Jewish king. Number two, a rabbi. The Gemara says, Man Malki Rabbonim. Who are the kings of Klal Yisrael? The tzaddikim. Number three, every single Jewish man is a melech in his house. Number four, each and every single Jew, man, women, and children, are called malchus. Za'atem tihiuli mamleches koyhanim v'goy kodosh. So that each and every Jew has a bechina of malchus. And again, if you study Jewish people, you see one person's in charge, one person has a yeshiva of 600 students, another person has a yeshiva of 20 students, and one person is a tzaddik who seems to be in charge of 6.5 people, but really he's in charge of all 600. Rabbi Nizal says over there that this malchus is bizgalia and bizgasia. There's the revealed malchus and there's the hidden malchus. Sometimes you walk into a city and you see this policeman, that policeman, and it looks like this guy's running the whole show, and you don't know that there's an invisible guy, a guy who you don't see, who all of these cops are on his payoff. And he's running the whole city. He's in charge of the whole city. The mayor works for him. You understand? You know, that kind of thing. So Rabbi Nizal there speaks about Malchus Bizgalia and Malchus Bizkasia. And he says that you could have sometimes a person who Bizgalia, openly, he appears to have his next to zero kingdom, whereas hiddenly, he's in charge of everything, everything, everything.
Like I said earlier, the sparks that are in the money, once the money gets in the hands of the goyim, there's no holding sparks anymore.
Yes.
Yeah,
they turn the lights out on it.
Yeah.
But when that money is retrieved from them and returned into the hands of the Jews, the lights go on again. Definitely. While it's in their hands, the lights go out. Ubaze mavur heitev inyan choymer ho isur shel hamosur shemoyser momen shel Yisrael biadakum. Now, excuse me for a second. What's another example of malchus? Money. Money is malchus. We've mentioned it many times. V'ho'oysher v'hakovoid milfonecho v'ato moyshel bakoil. Memshola is money. Most kings are king by the fact that they have lots of money. And the minute the economy goes that down the tubes, the minute they lose all that money, he's ois king, he's ois ruler.
Those
people who turn over Jewish money to the leaders of the goyim, to the Nazis, Yimach Shimon v'Zichron, or to all other, you know, again, governments that oppress the Jews. Shehem b'chinas malchus horishor, ki hu poigem ma'oid b'klolius malchus dikdusha. A Jew that does that turns over Jewish money to the goyim, he's being poigem in the entire malchus of kedusha. He's giving strength to the opposite of Malchus of Kedusha. Shehu Malchus Harishoa. Shekol Chukoso lehizgaber chasushal mamon Yisrael. Shesham kol nitzutis akdoshim holagav neilon kanal. Where the Malchus of Rishus, its whole desire is to grab hold of the Jews' money, where in which is found these sparks of Kedusha and these heavenly colors and lights. Vezeh hamosur. And this Jew who goes ahead and turns this over willingly, intentionally, turns over Jewish money to the goyim, he is intentionally strengthening the malchus of rishus, where this is where they draw their energy from. They draw their energy from money, from those mitzvotes in the money. Now Rav Nosson makes another point. It's bad enough when the goyim confiscate Jewish money by themselves. The goyish government confiscates it. That gives them strength. But if a Jew is the one who's taking the Jewish money and putting it into their hands, It gives them double strength. It's not the same. It's much more powerful. When the Jew himself is taking the Kiddusha and turning it over into the guy's hands, it's much worse. Just like Rahman al-Islam, when the Jews were being oppressed by nations of the Goyim, and the Goyim would grab a Jew and throw him into prison, that was a tremendous downfall for, you know, it harmed the Jewish people. But when the Jews themselves, when you had those Jews who started turning in other Jews, Rahman al-Islam, that really made the Jewish people weak and the Goyim strong. You understand? There's nothing that brings down the Malchus of Kiddush and brings up the Malchus of Rishav as when you have Jews turning over other Jews. You understand? Jews turning over the Jews or Jews turning over Jewish money. Shebozeh noisen koyach v'toikev yoiser lahasitra achra shei Malchus of Rishav machmas shemekabel esakdusham al-resham stecham omoim ayde Yisrael bi'atzmai. This gives the Sitra Achra double, much more power as a result of the fact that it's a Jew that's giving this stuff over into its hands. Shaydezem is Gaberes HaSitra Achra Yoyser Kiyodua. This makes the Sitra Achra much, much stronger than if they were simply taking it themselves. Kiyodua, as is known, She'ikr Koicham Alidei Yisrael. The main strength of the Goyim, the main strength of the Tuman, of the Sitra Achra, is coming from the Jews. That we Jews, as a result of our Averos, each time a Jew does a sin, he's feeding the Sitra Achra. He's giving them strength. The Alkein, Ovoin HaMosur, Chomor Moid Moid. Therefore, the sin of this Mosur is super, super terrible. Kihu Poigem Bekloliyas Malchus Kedusha. He is attacking the entire Malchus of Kedusha. He is mamish intentionally with his own hands giving strength, giving weapons to the Malchus HaRishua to work against the Yidden. Because the entire strength of the Goyim comes from Jewish money. It's in Jewish money that there are found these sparks of Kiddush and these lights. The Alkein, Hishwoisoi Kemumar Lechol HaTorah Kula. This is why the Gemara says he has a status of a person who converts. It's like he converted out of the religion. Ki hu poigein b'chol HaTorah Kula. Because this one crime of taking money, Jewish money, turning it over to the Goyim, is like you violated all 613 commandments. Ki kol HaTorah Kula. Because the purpose of the entire Torah, all 613 commandments, if you want to know what the purpose of all of them is, it's basically to establish and give life to the Malchus of Kedusha, which is Hashem, the Jewish people. V'hoyol Hashem Amlucha, right? Aniash, ki kol habriya, v'chol ha-Torah kula, Hurak Bishvil Legalois Malchusa Yisborach. Because the entire creation and the entire Jewish religion, the purpose of it all, if we want to sum it up in one sentence, is to reveal the kingdom of Hashem. Leida Ulohidia Sheyesh Rab Veshalit Odoin Melech Moshe Lomanag Yisborach Shmoi Load, to make it known that there is a ruler, a master, a king eternally. That's the whole purpose. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu was once asked, why did Hashem create the world? And he answered in three words, begin the Yishtemoido in Lay, so that Hashem should be recognized and acknowledged, you know, period. And we have it in a mission in Pirkei Avos. The mission says, the last mission in Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'ilamoi, leibroi elo lechvoidoi. Everything that Hashem created in this world, He created for one purpose, lichvodo, for His kavod, which means malchus. Melech and kavod go together. The pasuk says v'yovoi melech hakavod, and we know that the king is the one who has the highest level of kavod. A parent or a rabbi, if somebody insults their kavod, they have the right to forego it. Melech shemochal al kavodoi ein kavodoi mochal, because kavod and malchus are synonymous. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you want to know why Hashem made the whole creation? Lichvoidoi, which means for His Malchus. Ukemavur b'hat Torah anal, and as is explained in that chapter in the Kutimran, Shalidei hat Torah koirin eschai hachayim, through the act of a Jew studying Torah, he's calling out to Hashem, who is called the essence of life, umamshichim chius l'teich b'chinas ha-malchus d'kidushan, and he's drawing life into the malchus of kedusha. Nimtza. So therefore, to summarize this, she'ikar klolius ha-Torah hu l'hachyos b'chinas ha-malchus. The main purpose of the entire Torah is to draw life into the malchus of kedusha. The alkein. This mosur who is destroying the malchus of kedusha, shehi klolius haTorah, which is the entire Torah, because the purpose of the entire Torah is malchus, kihu magbir hahepach, he's giving strength to the opposite of the malchus of kedusha, shu malchus orishua kanal, alkein bevadai hu mumar lechol haTorah kula. That's why we say by pushing one button, he has hit 613 channels. He has gone against all 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. Ki poigim b'chol haTorah kula al yidei shepogam b'yoser b'malchus d'tushkanal. By doing this super pigam against malchus, he's poigim against the entire Yiddishkeit. Shehu klolius kol haTorah kula kanal. Because the malchus of kedusha is the sum total of the entire Torah. Oiskimah. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, "Yalkein Mosur posel lichtoiv sefer Torah," and it's for this reason that a Mosur is not allowed to write a sefer Torah. Ki ikar ksivas ha sefer Torah u'bishvil lahachyos bechinas hamalchus shechiyuso al yedei hadas shemamshichin. The main purpose for writing a sefer Torah is to give life to the malchus, which draws its life from das. Shaydeze megalin ha'hastorah shebetoich hastorah. Which gives us the ability to reveal Hashem's presence even in the most hidden places, and we said that's how you get Roshom to do tshuva, which is the main chius of the malchus, when you're able to return all those who fell out. This das a person is zocheh to draw through the study of Torah. Shaydeze koirin u'mamshichin es achius mechay achayim kemavu heita batorana. We mentioned this yesterday, that this is how a person, just like when a person wants to get something from anybody, you have to call that person by name and then ask them for what you need. So too, when we want to gain access to everything that Hashem has, we have to call Hashem by name. And the way that you call Hashem by name is by speaking the words of Torah. That's why it's called Koirei BaTorah. It doesn't say, that's the wording that's used, HaKoirei BaTorah, which refers to calling someone. The reason why we write a Sefer Torah is to be able to read in it and to be able to call Hashem through it. Rav Nosson Zal says that this topic he discusses also in Orach Chaim, in Hilchas Sefer Torah, where there he goes into detail explaining why a Sefer Torah has to be written on parchment with all these specific regulations. The Alkein Hamelech sheyesh loy bechinas malchus biyoser Alkein oyitzor sheyesh loy shnei sifrei Torahs ksuvim, and this is why the king of Klal Yisrael, who represents a higher level of malchus than any other Jew, he had to have two sifrei Torah. He will write for himself this second Sefer Torah and keep it with him, and he will read from it throughout his entire life. That's one translation. Rabbeinu Zal Nikutim Ran says, he will call out through this Sefer Torah, he will be calling out to Hashem for Kol Yemei Chayav, to be able to draw chiyus, to be able to draw the days of his life from the Sefer Torah. Shezeh haposuk v'koraboy kol yemei chayuv merames al kriyas hachiyus l'toich hamalchus kemavur heite batoranal, as is explained very well in that Torah. V'chein kol echot miYisrael mitzvah lichtov lo Sefer Torah, and we know that each and every single Jew has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Shezehu gam kein bishvil lahachyos bechinas hamalchus sheyesh etzel kol echad v'echad miYisrael. Where again, the purpose of that is to draw life into the malchus which each and every single Jew has. Each and every Jew is a bechin of malchus. כי כל אחד דרך מישראל יש לו בחינס מלכוס, כמובן שם בתורנאו. וכל אחד צריך להחיוס בחינס מלכוס שלו, על ידי הדעס שממשיך לגלוס הסתור של דרך הסתורו. And each and every year has a responsibility to draw life into his malchus. The source of life is the Torah. V'onechi hasterastu, sheze zoichin al yidei shekoyer neschaya chayim al yidei esek ha-Torah. A Jew is zoiche to draw life into his malchus through the study of Torah. Shezeo b'chinas kriyas ha-Torah, b'chinas mitzvahs k'siva sefer Torah, kedei likrois bo, kedei likrois al yidei ze neschaya chayim kanal. Well, again, this word likro, which means to read, also means to call out. That this is our way of calling up chiyus from Hashem, bringing up chiyus from Hashem. As is written in that pasuk, the pasuk in the Torah that speaks about Hashem being very hidden, where it says, "Vanechi hastir astir uponai b'yem ahu al kol asher osa," that as a result of all the averos that are going to be done, Hashem is going to go into a double covering. Shezel b'chinas hastora shebetoy hastora ayde riboy avoynes rachmal son kemuvor b'toranal. Umesayim shem haposuk, and the posuk finishes over there by saying, "V'yatem kisvul achinas hashira zois," and therefore write this down. Write down this sefer Torah for yourselves. Shemizeh haposuk lomdu razal shemitzvah sasei shiichtev kolach mitzvah sefer le'atzmayim. The Gemara learns out from that pasuk that each Jew has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Why? Nimtza sheksivas ha-Sefer Torah hu bishvil legalois ha-Hastora shebetoy Hastora. The purpose of writing the Sefer Torah is to reveal the presence of Hashem within the Haster Aster. L'sakein b'chinas v'nechi Haster Aster. Ki al-yidei ha-Sefer Torah zoichen likrois eschay ha-chayim shayidei zeh nimshach ha-das because we said again, the Sefer Torah is what gives us the ability to call out life from Hashem, to draw that life into the Malchus. When the Malchus is alive, it has the ability to show Hashem's presence even in the worst, even in the furthest Hastoras. The Alkein, Zeh HaMosur Shepogam B'Klolius HaMalchus, B'Klolius HaTorah, therefore this Mosur, who gave Jewish money over to the Goyim, which means he strengthened the Malchus HaRishah, thereby weakening the Malchus of Kedusha, Alkein Posul Lichtov Sefer Torah. Ki Eim Koyach B'Ksivosoy Laham Shechachiyus Michay HaChayim L'Toy Chosey Sefer Torah, because this Mosur, by in his writing a Sefer Torah, he will not be able to draw Chiyus from Hashem into the Malchus, because he has plugged himself into the other Malchus, the Malchus of Ashur. Therefore, his act of writing a Sefer Torah, his act of drawing Das into Malchus, Oisiois is Malchus, we said, the letters, the black print. The Malchus is called Shchoirani Venoavo, the moon, it's compared to the moon. The Moser writing a Sefer Torah will not be able to draw that Chiyus into the Malchus because he's plugged into the wrong Malchus. He's giving strength to the wrong Malchus. Now Rav Nosazal points out an interesting item on the side. There's a halacha that when a Sefer is writing a Sefer Torah, before he writes a word, he has to say the word first. Ki b'shas k'siva sefer Torah tzorech ha-sofer likrois kol tevot the teva b'feirish. At the time that a sofer is writing the sefer Torah, he's got to read every single word verbally. Kemavur b'shulchan aruch kedei likrois ha-yidei zeh sachay ha-chayim kedei lahamshich mimenu chiyus v'adroga b'mido l'toch kol teva l'toch kol parsha. Because by the sofer doing that, by him saying the words, we said the Kora boy, he reads in it. Kora means to read, and Kora means to call out. By doing that, he's drawing the Chiyus of Hashem into every single letter that he's writing, into each word that he's writing. Ukemavur heite batoranal, shehachiyus nimshach michay achayim, aide shekoyren oisoy, aide aparshiyus vazdorem vatevas voisoy shalatoyro. Rabbeinu Salat explained in that chapter in the Kutiman that the way that a Jew draws Chiyus into the Malchus is by reading every word, every sentence, by reading a whole parsha. Each time you're reading that, you're drawing Chiyus from Hashem into those letters, which means into the Malchus. This is why the halacha says that the sofer is supposed to say each word with his mouth. Because when you want to ask Hashem for life, when you want to draw life from Hashem, the only way to do it is via the mouth. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki chayim heim lemoitziyem bepeh. The Torah gives life to those who say its words with their mouth. The Gemara says in Erevin. Bepeh daika, you must verbalize it. K'mayshe kosef shom, as Rabbein Azal writes. V'chol zehu b'shvil lahachyesis ha-malchus. The purpose is to draw chiyus into the malchus. Sheze ikar tikun kol hoy lamois meroy shvatsoiv kedei legalis malchus is broken out. We said before that the main tikkun of all the worlds and all the mitos that Hashem has created is to reveal that Hashem is Melech. That's the ultimate purpose behind everything Hashem has created. V'alkein hamosur shepogam b'malchus tikdushim oy kanal. Alkein b'vaday ein loy koyach likro is hachiyus aydei ksivos l'techos is ha-Torah. Therefore, this mosur who has messed up the malchus in such a big way, he has forfeited this ability to draw chiyus into the malchus. Alkein who posel lichtoy sefer Torah k'moy mumar l'chol ha-Torah kula. Therefore, he cannot write a sefer Torah the same way a Jew who rejects his whole religion can't write a sefer Torah. Ki pogam bechol ha-Torah kula al yidei pigam ha-malchus kanal. Because by a mosur being pogam in malchus, it's considered that he was pogam in the entire Torah. Because we said the ultimate purpose of the entire Torah is to reveal that Hashem is king over the world, to accept Hashem's authority. Whether Hashem will give him the ability to write, it's a different story. Although I'll give you an example. There's a story with the Baal Shem Tov that while he was living, there was a certain city where they got a Sefer Torah. Each time they would take it out on Shabbos, they would find something else wrong with it. So they brought it to him, they showed it to him, and he looked at it, and he said that money for this Sefer Torah came from card playing, from gambling. And he said, therefore, you'll never not find a mistake in this. So here again, it could be when a Sefer Torah is written by such a person, you'll see defectiveness in it. But we need to know what the law is. The law is this, and the reason is because of this. V'alkein muchan lemisa. Therefore, this mosur is ready for death. Ki emoy shum chiyus. Me'achar shepogam b'malchus tikdusha, sheshom kol hachiyus mechayachayim. This is why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, he deserves death. And any Jew that kills him is, you know, kol hakoyim zocha, that kind of thing. Because by going against the Malchus, he's going against that item where Chiyus comes from. Ki kol ha-chayim me-chay-chayim tzrichem la-hamshich l'toyot b'chinas ha-malchus ha-yidei-esek ha-toyot. Because the whole concept of the life that's emanating from Hashem, we, Klal Yisrael, are required to draw that life into a keli. And the keli is the Malchus. And the way that you do that is through the study of Torah. V'chol habruim v'alidezeh machayim kol hoy lomayis v'chol habruim. And that's how we give life to everything in this world. Ki kulam, all the worlds and all the creations. Ki kulam ein lahem shum chiyus kimayidei b'chinas ha-malchus. Because there is nothing in this world, or in any world, that has any life unless it gets it via the malchus. Shederech shom nimshach kol ha-chiyus v'chol ha-hashpois, l'chol ho'ilomois, l'chol avron k'yadua. Because it's only via the Malchus that Hashem shines His light and gives chiyus and shefa to everything else in existence. We mentioned this before, there's a pasuk that says, kol ha-necholim ho'ilchim alayam. All streams feed into the ocean, and the ocean is the one that gives nourishment, etc. The words el hayam spell elikim, which is one of the names of the Malchus. So that all the spheroids above the Malchus, none of them give light directly to this world or direct to a person. It has to come to the Malchus, and from the Malchus it gets distributed to the people. Just like Lahavdil, anytime you have a city, let's say, that's in a state of poverty or something like that, and they're being given, you know, food, somebody's donating food, what do? They drop it from helicopters, they drop the food on the people. They know if they do that, it'll be just havoc. It'll be people kill each other. The food is delivered to the government. food is delivered to the city offices. From the city offices, they distribute it to the... It's always the malchus that's in charge of that distribution. The Arizal shows this in the Pasuk. We say in Ashrei, Poiseach es yodecho, Hashem opens up his hands, umasbia, and gives svia, through l'chol chai rotzoin. The first letters of l'chol chai rotzoin spell Rachel, which is the symbol of the malchus. Rachel Imenu is one of the symbols of the malchus. It's brought that on the four legs of the Merkava, four legs of the throne of Hashem, correspond to Yud Kei Vav Kei. One picture there is Avram Yitzhok Yaakov, and Dovra Melech is called the Regel Horvi. There's another image where it's Avram Yitzhok Yaakov, and Rachel Imenu is the Regel Horvi. The word Iyar, the month of Iyar, is Rosh Tevois, Avram Yitzhok Yaakov, Rachel, with Rachel being the symbol of the Malchus. So the whole concept of Hashem opening his hands and distributing Shefa, it goes via the Malchus, through the government. That's where everybody gets their distribution. Yaakov Avinu is Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisoy, and his wife is the concept of Malchus. Rachel Mosa. Leah is referred to as the upper Shechina, she's referred to as Bina, more usually. V'alkein zeh ha-mosur she-pogam bo-zeh ki-pogam be-kolius ha-chiyus ha-nimshach le-b'chinas malchus ha-idei she-higbir negdo ha-hepech va-misnagid mamish u-malchus ho-risho she-misgaberes ha-idei asifas hoin negda malchus de-gdush u-mavur ba-teronau. So this mosur, who's feeding the malchus ho-risho, which we said, how do you feed them? Money. They're looking, the nature of malchus ho-risho is they're looking to accumulate wealth. Because what gives life to the malchus of Risho is the opposite of the life force that's flowing into the malchus of Kiddusha. Because what gives life to the malchus of Kiddusha is the study of Torah. O malchus Risho misgaberes behepech mamish lekalkel chasushon chiyus malchus Kiddusha shemekaberes ha'idei esek ha'Torah. The Malchus HaRisho is trying to strengthen itself to spoil the Chiyus of the Malchus HaKedusha, which comes from Esek HaTorah, by accumulating money, and thereby, in the money, being swallowing up Kedusha, sparks of Kedusha that are found in the money. V'alkein zeh ha-mosur she-noisein b'tachpuloisav koyach lo-zeh she-moisem omen Kedusha shel Yisrael yad-akum. Therefore, this Mosur, who through his efforts is strengthening this process, giving over money, holy money, to the Goyim, Al Kain who Poygain, Bechius Hamalchus de Dusha, Shehu Chius HaKoyim. He obviously is damaging the Chius of the Malchus of Kedusha, which is the Chius of everything. Al Kain Emoishun Chius. Therefore, he's a dead man. This is why the Shulchan Aruch says a Mosur is as good as dead. If you kill him, you're not liable because you killed a dead man. Why? Because we explain that there's Malchus Kedusha, Malchus HaRisho. The Malchus of Kedusha needs Chiyus to live. And it draws its Chiyus from Esek HaTorah. The Malchus HaRisho needs money to live. It draws its strength through money. A Jew who takes Jewish money and feeds to Malchus HaRisho is giving Chiyus to Malchus HaRisho, and taking out Chiyus from Malchus Kedusha, is destroying Malchus Kedusha. Therefore, being that he's a Jew, he's plugged into Malchus Kedusha. If he has taken away the Chiyus from Malchus Kedusha, it means he's taken Chiyus from himself. He has taken the battery out of himself, in a sense. That's why he's dead. Ki pogam b'yoseh b'klolius ha-chiyus shu Malchus Kedusha v'al. Because he has committed a transgression against the epitome of life, which is the Malchus of Kedusha. Ki ikar chiyus ha-koil v'alidea Malchus de Kedusha shemekabeles chiyus aidei esek ha-Torah shel Yisroel. The main source of life for everything is the Malchus of Kedusha, where it draws its life from the esek ha-Torah. Shaidei zeh nimshach chiyus l'kol kanav. That's where life is distributed to everybody. U'kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ba'or penei melech chayim. The light on the face of the king is life. So we see the king is pumping out life. The life is pumped into, channeled into the malchus, and the malchus distributes it out. Hayinu ha'idei b'chinas malchus dikdusha nimshach chayim l'chol hanimtzoim shevoilam. It's from the malchus of kedusha that there comes forth life to everything that's found in the world. So the Mosur, who's Poygim in the Malchus, who takes away the Chiyus, that's why he's considered dead. That's why he can't write a Sefer Torah, because we were taught that what gives Chiyus to the Malchus? The Torah. And it's Bedavka when the Torah is being said. And we said that's why when you write a Sefer Torah, you must say the words. Remember? All of this we explained earlier. In terms of summarizing what Rabbeinu Zal said in this Tonic Kaman, Rabbeinu Zal started off by saying every Jew has a concept of Malchus. And it's most important to use that Malchus for Hashem's Kavod, not for your own Kavod. And then he said, but Malchus alone is death. Malchus alone has no life of its own. It has no like of its own. It has to receive from somewhere else. So he said that the way it receives its Chiyus is from Hashem. Hashem is called Chai HaChayim. And the way that Hashem channels Chiyus into the Malchus is through the Torah. The Torah is called life. And we said this is why every Jew has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah for himself, and a king has an obligation to write two Sefer Torah for himself. Because it's the Sefer Torah, the writing of the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer is saying each word during the time he writes it, that draws Chiyus from Hashem. The Chiyus is going into the Malchus, and the Malchus is what's sustaining the whole world. Simply, the writing issue, Rav Nosson Zal showed, because it says in the Torah, you will write a Sefer Torah, and you will read from it your whole life. So the purpose of writing it is for reading. And reading is likroi. Likroi means to read. Likroi means to call out from Hashem, to bring out from Hashem this life.